Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And we have a visitor. We have Mark from the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Indeed. So, tell us, the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary, what is it all about?
Yeah, so we're a charitable organisation, and essentially we're all about animal rescue. So the site there as a sort of collection of exotic animals has been there for coming up 50 years. Yeah. But actually only in the last sort of 5 years we've had a real sort of clear change to a rescue-based organisation. So our whole focus is identifying animals in need of a new home, and then seeing if we can offer that. And also we campaign for better welfare standards and, you know, trying to put an end to certain things that still go on in the world that are causing animal exploitation.
Indeed. And
it's incredible to think that that still happens in this day and age.
It certainly is. It's an awful thing to think about, isn't it? But it happens.
Yeah, sadly it does. But, you know, we're one of a few organisations that are focusing on rescue. You know, we have this sort of dream that we sort of help put an end to suffering of animals. And we can do that in many different ways. All the animals that we've got at the sanctuary now, you know, it's their forever home. We don't breed animals. We focus on sort of prioritising the space and the resources we've got to animals that really need a new start in life. And so we've got many examples of that down at the sanctuary.
So what kinds of animals do you have for those people that don't know?
Yeah, so it's predominantly exotic animals. So, we're talking anything from big cats. So we've got lions and tigers. Down to things like meerkats and raccoons, and we've got several primates and reptiles. We do also have a small domestic and small animal section, so we've got goats and pigs and rabbits and that sort of thing.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. And of course you've got your two bears, Benji and Baloo, that we'll talk about in the next link.
Absolutely.
So whereabouts is Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary?
So we're down in Sandown. We're literally right opposite the beach, so with a sanctuary by the sea. And we're a relatively small site, but we punch quite high. You know, we do a lot in the world of, firstly, animal rescue and welfare, but also in native species conservation and educational awareness about the plight of animals today.
And you do all sorts of events as well, don't you?
Yeah, there's always events going on, actually. And, with February half term coming up, we've got more events going on. There's always something extra going on at half term. So we've got a really cool bear trail going on around the sanctuary, which is going to be fun for families. We have quite an engaging talk schedule where you get to meet the animal carers, and they'll always be either doing an animal feed or giving some special enrichment and then being there to speak to guests. So if you want a bit more of an insight, then the animal carers will be there to welcome you and tell you more.
And it's a lovely environment as well, isn't it? It's surrounded by the fort. I think I'm right in saying it was a fort, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's such a lovely space to have for those lovely animals.
Yeah, and you're right, there's a real history about our site. So it's the Palmerston Fort. So it goes back many, many years, back to World War One. It was there as a defence, and we've still got part of an old machine that would pump oil under the sea to our troops in France. And so there's a lot of history to see there. But, of course, beyond that, we've created a sanctuary, a real haven for all of our animals. And it's a haven for people too.
We have
lots of regular members and volunteers that just love coming and spending time in the sanctuary.
I'm a member and I just go in for a coffee and sit there and, go out and take my coffee outside if the weather's nice enough, not like today.
No, and sadly we can't control the weather, but coming to the sanctuary is definitely a bit of an escape from the rest of the world, for sure.
It is. Now, I know this is a question that an awful lot of people will be wanting to know about. Benji and Baloo.
Yes.
How are they doing?
They're doing absolutely great. They are. They have been the stars of the show for the last few months. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have already heard the story, but we rescued Benji and Baloo directly from pretty poor conditions out in Azerbaijan. So we found out about them, and they had originally been living on the side of a restaurant in a tiny cage with no room to exercise, a pretty poor diet, no health care. They were moved to a shelter, which was a bit better, but still didn't really cater for all of their needs. And there were several other bears there as well in similar conditions. So we went about a real sort of community fundraising drive over the last 2 years. And we built a lovely, great big bear habitat down at the sanctuary in Sandown. And then in June in 2025, we were able to go over to Azerbaijan and rescue Benji and Baloo and bring them back to the sanctuary. And to be honest, they have settled so well, really better than we could have ever expected. When they've had that sort of life, you wonder whether these animals are going to have some really stereotypical behaviour, you know, really sort of evidence of past trauma. And obviously they've not had an easy life, but we expected to see some sort of remnant behaviour of that background. And actually they've just taken to it like a duck to water. And actually water has been a key point. In their past life, they didn't really have access to fully submerging water, and bears love to swim. Mm. So one of the main things we wanted to do in their new habitat was to give them big pools that they could swim in, trying to recreate a natural environment, which again they've never had. So we don't think they've ever been able to walk on grass or to, you know, rub up on a tree and swim in a pool or anything like that. So actually it's a whole new world for them, and they've just settled so well. They use all of the space available to them so well, and they're an absolute joy to watch them kind of evolve in this new life.
So essentially they're actually learning to be bears.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're, for the first time in their lives, they're able to be proper bears. They actually had their 14th birthday last week.
So it was
just a nice occasion to sort of recognize, well, as I put it, their first birthday in their new life.
They got your birthday. Indeed. Now, were Benji and Baloo brothers, sisters?
They're boys. Assume that they're brothers. So we don't actually have absolutely accurate records on their bloodline, their you know, where they originated from. We believe they were probably born in the wild. Mm. So that's a fairly unique situation for us. Born in the wild and probably caught by poachers, probably people that were paid to go out and fetch some bear cubs. So we know this happened, sadly. The mother probably got shot, and then they gathered up the cubs and would have sold them into the tourist industry. And then in certain countries across Europe and Asia, you know, it still happens that you'll have these exotic animals that are bought and plonked in a cage on the side of, it could be a restaurant, it could be a petrol station, it could be a shopping centre, and they're just there to attract people to come and stop there and spend their money there. So we know that happens. We know that these two boys have lived together all their lives and they're very well bonded. So we do believe they were probably caught at the same time, and in which case we say that they probably are brothers.
But by this time they are brothers now.
Mm. Absolutely, yeah.
Brothers in bear.
Yeah.
Indeed, you have webcams that people can watch. Don't you?
We do, yeah, and we try and install webcams in many of the different animal habitats because it's a great tool for us to monitor them without too much exposure, and obviously it opens it up to the wider world as well, so people that aren't able to visit the Isle of Wight perhaps can still actually check in and see how they're getting on. And we were really lucky that actually in this rescue project, one of our volunteers and really important donors actually sponsored all of the webcams. So we've got 8 now really good cameras in place over our bear habitat. So it covers almost every inch possible, including in their bedrooms, which otherwise members of the public can't actually see into.
Wow.
And of course, the bears don't know we're watching, but we can keep a close eye on them. And actually, for this time of year, because bears do go into a bit of a state of hibernation, that's really important for us and for their wider audience to be able to still see them, even if they choose to have a day in bed.
Indeed. Now, there are ways of adopting and donating to your organisation, aren't there?
Absolutely. As I say, we are a charity. We rely heavily on people either visiting or donating. And we do have a good adoption package. So most of the animals we have at the sanctuary are adoptable. And that scheme really helps us obviously provide the best possible welfare for those animals every day of the year, and the adopters will get a nice package where they'll get a bit more of an insight as well.
That's
now, I'm not sure if you still do this, but years ago, and I was speaking off air a bit to Mark about this, I was very lucky quite a considerable time ago now to go along and have a big cat experience. And with that, it's you were taken behind the scenes, so to speak, and allowed to actually feed up close and personal the lions and tigers. Now, I remember there was a lion. I'm not sure she's still there, but she was affectionately known as Frosty Knickers, because she wasn't. She could be okay sometimes. Other times, she just didn't want to know you, and she was, you know, quite sort of aged at that time, and she was like, you know, you mean nothing to me. But Aisha was the tiger, and I love her to this day. I just fell in love with her straight away, and I will always have that as a memory. Is that something that still happens, that those packages are still in place, or has that been...
It is, yeah. We still do big cat experiences, so you can find out the info about that on our website, and they are still super popular. And Benji and Baloo have stolen the limelight in the last few months, but actually our big cats have been our real sort of top profile animal we've had for many years. And you know, our collection has kind of been synonymous with big cats for a long, long time now. So we still have two different lion habitats and two different tiger habitats. And the tigers are mostly ex-circus, which comes with its issues, but actually they are lovely cats. And we do a big cat experience where basically you go with one of our animal carers or experienced hosts round the back to get a bit of a unique view, and you do get to get up close and personal, obviously in a very safe way, to meet and feed our tigers and get a bit more of a personal insight. So all of our experiences are designed on obviously not compromising animal welfare. So, you know, we do things that we would be doing anyway, and giving them nice enrichment or doing some training sessions. And so people get a really nice insight without sort of negatively impacting the animal's days. So the tiger and lion experiences are still very popular. And actually from April this year, we're starting to do some bear experiences.
Ooh. Wow.
So you'll basically get to go with a member of the animal team and safely go into the bear habitat to hide their food and enrichment around, and then help the animal carer let the bears out to go and find all their treats. So that's going to be a really special experience.
Oh, lovely. Is there any age sort of restriction on that at all?
Yeah, so for our animal experiences, we do have a minimum age of 8 years old, and that's just for safety reasons.
Yeah.
There's lots of nice things to do in the sanctuary for younger children, but our specific animal experiences are designed for a slightly older audience.
Yeah.
So tell us how people can find out more about Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary.
Yeah, so please do check out the website, which has also got links to all of those amazing webcams. And also, we're quite present on social media, and particularly Facebook, and you can then see up-to-date information about what's going on at half term and then what new exciting projects we've got in the pipeline.
And just as a quick finisher, what's the best thing about Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary?
Oh, wow. Well, I would say it's... it's a really personal approach to all of the animals we've got have got a background story. And as I say, in many cases, it's quite harrowing. And so to then see them having a really amazing life worth living, and that is our primary focus, you know, keep these animals in top welfare, give them, you know, all of our time, go the extra mile and make sure that they are happy and healthy. And I think people that visit the sanctuary can see that, you know, you hear about their stories and then you go and look at them and you see them enjoying their habitats and, you know, playing with enrichment or interacting with each other. And you can see that, you know, they're actually having a life worth living now.
How fabulous is
Brilliant.
That? No. So thank you so much for coming in to see us today, Mark.
My pleasure.
And talking about Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. And we wish you all the best.
Yes. If you haven't gone, please do go. It's an experience. And if you go once, you will definitely want to go again.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.